After 36 years in Congress, Senator Martin Levin is leaving office. U.S. Representative Levin joins us now for, well, let's call it an exit interview. Congressman Levin, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. I'm here in Washington. We're supposed to finish today, and that would mean the last day of my 36 years on the floor of the House or in the Congress. But as always, you can't be entirely sure about what's going to happen.
Right. Serving that long, I wonder, over the decades, how has Congress changed?
Well, it's changed a lot in the 36 years I've been in the Congress. It's been changed in terms of personal relationships or the lack of them. When I first came, so many of the people had families, including children, in Washington, and we got to know each other away from the Capitol. And it really affected, I think, how people debated. There could be intense disagreement, but it was hard to be uncivil to a colleague whom you knew personally, whose spouses you knew, and in many cases, whose children.
I want to ask you about your career. I was reading in the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press when you first announced you were retiring or leaving Congress. You talked about defeating the privatization of Social Security. Why was that a major highlight of your career?
Because President Bush wanted to privatize it, and I was asked by the leadership here to move away, at least for a while, from the Trade Subcommittee where I was ranking member to be ranking on Social Security because it was so critical in the lives of millions and millions of people, people who were seniors, people who were disabled, etc. And we worked at it, and sometimes people said, well, we need to have an alternative to privatization. And the leadership and I always said, no way, we're going to really keep the focus on what it means today, not on various forms of privatization. And that worked. We had town meetings, hundreds and hundreds throughout the country, and I held town hall meetings in the district. And it was really interesting that the seniors were the ones who were most outspoken. Their Social Security wasn't going to be threatened. But I can remember so vividly at one town hall meeting, I don't remember her name, of course, but I can still, there were maybe 100, 125 people there. I can just remember this woman getting up and saying, look, I know I'll keep my Social Security. I want to make sure my children and grandchildren have that same opportunity that they worked for.
Tell me about your role in helping to rescue the auto industry when GM and Chrysler were in big trouble.
Well, I think our role in Congress was absolutely critical. Some people said, you know, they've made mistakes, let them sink. And we said, no, this goes back to my experience. I once worked at Dodge Maine when I was a student. And I knew in those days what industrial work meant to people. In essence, the auto industry, more perhaps than any other factor, made the middle class of America. And so we just felt passionately about it. And I'm glad that we took the steps to make sure that the big three continued.
Your son, Andy Levin, is representative-elect for your congressional district. And I'm wondering how you think you're going to deal with that. Will you be calling? Will there be temptation there to offer advice, even if it's unsolicited?
No, I think it would be very unusual where there'd be unsolicited advice. He ran on his own merits. I think those merits are very, very strong. He's had a lot of leadership opportunity and job training. I just received today an announcement of his latest green energy development. He's become a solar energy entrepreneur. And he just announced the latest commercial entity that was going to convert to solar energy and save a lot of money. And it's more sound in terms of global warming. He also put together the best job training program in the country when he was working as assistant director of the labor and then the labor and energy department.
Let's talk about what it's going to mean to Michigan to lose another veteran lawmaker. I mean, we lost your brother, Senator Carl Levin. He retired in 2015. We've lost a lot of other members of Congress in the last few years. In fact, the only ones you could really call veterans anymore might be Fred Upton and Debbie Stabenow. Without many long-serving members at all, how will that affect representation for Michigan?
I think it will have an impact. I can think back, for example, when I represented a part of Detroit and Dearborn Heights and Inkster, when I worked with Bill Ford and John Dingell on cleaning up the Rouge River. And we were able, with the help also of Bob Traxler, to provide millions and millions of dollars to try to clean up the Rouge River. You know, my beloved mother was born in Birmingham in 1898. She used to swim in the Rouge River in the Birmingham area. She swam in that river. As they said, years later, you could almost walk on it. You never dream of swimming it. So for me, it was something personal, but I thought for the people I represented, something really, really, really significant. So seniority matters, but the people who are coming here from Michigan are really very talented people, in addition to my son, whom, of course, I know, and we've always been very close. We're proud of our close family, but I'm also sure that others who are coming in will be Haley and Alyssa and Rashida. They'll be strong, strong members.
Sandra Levin is a member of Congress and leaving office after 36 years of service. Thanks for taking the day on this last voting day for you.
Well, it's an emotional day for me, and I really welcome the opportunity. And let me close by just saying something that I said at a gathering last weekend in Warren, and that is the importance of public service. And I think what we need to do is to renew our faith, because for me, and I do finish with this, public service is a continuation of a sense of community that was so strong in our family. And what I did was to take the sense of community from my grandparents who came over as immigrants, my parents who were born in the U.S., who had a strong sense of community, who felt you had to expand it and really outreach to everybody and have that same sense of community apply to the broader community. So I've been privileged to serve, as I said last weekend, in the public arena, and I hope I've been a good public servant.
Congressman Levin, thank you very much.
Thank you.